10 to 15, move your car from the driveway in the garage so that there's more parking space and everybody gets here?
I feel like I get a good spot right now.
You're like in the middle of the driveway a little bit. Like you're close to the
center line.
To the center line. And it's just like, it's a welcoming thing. Like you could just welcome everybody by moving your car in the garage. Because people can't get around you to go in the garage. Why would they want to do that? And then we're going to stack up three cars long. Somebody's going to be like halfway out in the road. Just move your car.
You know, there is street parking in front of our house. They could just do that. And...
yeah, but when the snowplow comes?
Honey, I'm like, I just sat down. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been running around doing everything, preparing.
I haven't sat down in probably 6 hours, Tim.
Okay, this wasn't a competition. I wasn't doing a competition of who's not sat down
well,
in the
I
longest time.
Well, I just happened to notice it because I have, one, made all the food. I've gotten the menu together. I got all the drinks. I went to Meijer three times today because...
sounds like a lot of shopping that someone did. Sounds like a lot of shopping that had to get done this morning.
Did you not want us to spend any money on Christmas?
No, I'm not saying I didn't want us to spend a lot of money. I will,
But you'd love to spend money on a kid. You'd love to have a baby and buy all those
didn't
things.
Bring that up. I didn't bring that up. I just want to make that clear.
Okay, yeah, well, I did bring it up.
Okay, I feel like...
we're not going to continue talking about it.
People can park wherever they want. It's not that far from the street to our home. And, you know, I'll help them shovel out later tonight.
Here's the thing. It's going to get slippery. You're not going to want to salt the driveway. If you don't want to move your car 6 feet, you're not going to want to salt the driveway later. Are you just trying to do the thing where when it snows, because your car was parked outside, instead of shoveling, you can just wipe the snow into the driveway? Because honestly,
well, it's more efficient. It's more efficient to do that. It's more efficient to do that.
And then I'll be the one shoveling it because you just sat down.
Okay, honey, you seem to make a lot of preconceptions about what I'm going to do in the future. Why don't you just calm down, have a drink, and just have a good time? Oh my God, imagine that. Like, you just having a good time at Christmas.
Sorry, I'm trying to calm down. I'm sitting over here.
Don't make this a woman thing. Don't make this a woman thing.
Don't you make it a woman thing.
I wasn't making it a woman thing.
And I am on an extremely heavy period day.
Who do you want me to call?
The neighbors.
About what?
The Smiths on the other side.
Okay.
Did you see their house?
Yeah, it's beautiful. They put a lot of effort into those lights.
Yeah, maybe it's a little too much and we could just take that. Like, we could have, like, say you're from the neighborhood committee and say there's too many lights and it's a little too bright and kids might be getting seizures and just have them take down, like, two or three strands.
I'm not threatened by their lights. If you're threatened by their lights, you can call them.
I'm not threatened. I'm concerned about the safety of the neighbors.
The safety of the neighbors.
It's too bright. Driving down the street, you might think, oh, that must be a road, and then suddenly somebody crashes into the house and we didn't do our job to protect them.
I know in how you and I interact, I'm going to end up calling them.
So call them.
Okay, so I will call them, but I just, like, let me talk to them. Don't, like, feed me lines to say while I'm talking.
Say anything. I know that you know exactly how to handle this.
Okay, good, because it's a real pet peeve of mine when you talk while I'm on the phone.
It's pet peep.
Okay,
the term is pet peep.
It's not pet peep.
It's pet peep.
I'm on the phone.
Okay.
Hey, Dave? Hey, Merry Christmas, buddy. Merry Christmas. Yeah, no. Oh, you guys are having people over? Oh, yeah, us too.
Get to it.
I did... stop, I'm talking. I did see the game. Real nail biter.
The lights. Tell them about the lights.
Real... yeah, no. Yeah, he's not a great quarterback.
Just
I agree.
Strands. Just take him down.
Hey, your light display...
is bad.
Stop talking. I'm on the phone. You know, this is not coming from me. I just want you to know that. It's a little bright. There's, like, a lot going on with... no, it looks great. It looks amazing. Yeah, I know. Everyone likes it. It's just...
no, they don't. It's unsafe. It's unsafe. It's a hazard.
It's just some people are worried...
say hazard.
Some people are worried that it could be...
hazard.
A danger.
Hazard.
Or a hazard to some of the people that are driving by, or maybe the kids. No, my wife has nothing to do with this.
Yes, she does. You know what? Say it.
My wife has nothing to... no.
Let me talk to him. I'll talk to him.
Fine, you want to talk... okay, you want to talk to him? Talk to him.
Take your lights down!
Hey, guys!
Hey!
Merry Christmas.
Oh, hey, boys! Oh, so good to see you. Go ahead and run and play in the sunroom.
Yeah, have fun. Have fun, guys. Oh, my God, so good to see you guys.
Of course. You guys look great.
Oh, thank you very much.
Got that rosy flush from the cold. It's really Christmas.
It's really freezing out there,
How was the drive?
Pretty uneventful.
Yeah, pretty
uneventful.
We saw some cows.
Normal.
Yeah.
Well, cool. So we'll get you guys...
before you take your coats off, we have a Christmas project.
Yes!
Oh, fun.
Oh.
Yeah, we have four couches upstairs that we're going to donate, and we just need you guys to help us move them down into the garage.
It's a Christmas thing that we're doing. We're donating them to the poor.
Yeah.
So anything, your help with this is basically donating to the needy. So we can just hop in and grab them.
And they are pretty heavy. They have the pull-out beds inside with the metal frames. Oh, so let's move these four couches. Oh. Let's go.
And we thought it'd be good to do it before your parents got here so they didn't feel guilty about not helping.
Keep those coats on.
I don't know. I'm kind of tired. There's a grip on the bottom. Like, there's a good, the way it kind of folds under, it's like a good grip.
It's going to need all four of us for sure, and they're all pretty heavy.
We tried to move it ourselves, and I think we almost popped. Yeah.
You have,
should only take about a little over an hour, so.
Yeah, really, if we get moving now, we can get them done. And then, afterward, I have eggnog and cookies.
Hey.
You guys don't have any pre-existing conditions or anything.
Like a back thing.
Happy. Well, Lisa,
yeah.
I don't know if you should, because...
We don't want to be poor, Sarah.
Poor people are out there without couches right now, and you're not going to help us.
Why would we keep our coats on? We're in the
because we're moving them to the garage,
and it's a little bit cold out there.
You've established they're very heavy. I think we're going to be sweaty.
Look, take your coats off.
Okay.
Be a jerk about this.
Okay.
We are moving these couches. Okay.
I have been doing a lot of Pilates this week.
Oh my God.
And I need to say that my muscles are still really sore. Okay.
Oh my God.
And so I just don't know if moving a couch is the best.
Say what? Let's call it off, and the poor will just sleep on the street. How about that? Huh? Oh, we'll just call it off.
I don't think that the option is either couch or outside.
It's couch or no couch.
It's
important to Tim.
You know, it's kind of like at the end of the Christmas Carol. He doesn't go outside to the window and yell, "Hey, no couches for anyone." You know, like he does something.
What the fuck are you talking about?
So, drinks. We got the bar going, so can I get anyone anything? Really, really try me here. I can make anything.
Cool, yeah. I'll just take a mudslide.
Oh, a mudslide. I'm trying to remember that. What's
it's like the chocolatey, yeah.
Do I need, like, a blender for that?
Yes. You guys have a blender. I saw one. You have one of those, a ninja blender. That's fancy.
Yeah, I like my blender. I guess, I could do, like, a... I don't know, like old-fashioned or like a gin and tonic or something like that.
I would love a mudslide. It would be, I would just like, it would be so nice.
Seems like a little bit of effort for Christmas.
Maybe you could put a little bit of an effort in.
Okay.
Tim, all you need is a little bit of vodka, some Kahlua, put some Baileys in it.
Okay.
A little bit of cream. If you have any milk, preferably almond milk, a banana, a couple of ice cubes. And some grated Ghirardelli chocolate on the top. Mudslide.
I have two of those things. This would be like something I'd have to go to the store for.
Thank you so much, Rob.
No, I'm not saying I'm gonna go to the store. I'm saying I would have to go to the store for that.
Yeah. And I would love that, and I would be so appreciative.
Okay, you are my sister-in-law, and I'm very happy that you're here. I just would love to make you like something simple and quick, as opposed to like me blending Like tropical drink.
I don't want anything then.
No, okay, I don't want it to be. Let's not go there. Okay, you clearly want something.
Yeah, no,
let's not go where you just.
I clearly want a mudslide.
So I'm the bad guy now? I'm the bad guy because I don't want to go, like, make a tropical drink run at Walgreens?
I think you said it and I didn't say it, and I think I'm glad for that. Like, I'm glad I didn't have to say it out loud.
Okay, well, I guess I'm the bad guy. I'm going to make a gin and tonic, and I'm going to put it here on the table in front of you. If you want it, you can drink it.
It's not going to get drunk.
Dad, we're so happy to have you. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Oh, no. Glad to come. Nice. I took 55 the whole way here.
Oh, okay.
Make good time.
You guys didn't take a taxi or an Uber or anything like that?
No, neither. One of us has plans to drink too much, so.
No, all the way down from Joliet's too far.
Yeah. You can only stay the night, too, if you ended up wanting to, the guest room.
We have the sleep number bed now, so it's like we got used to it.
It's like you got your own bed.
Anything else.
Sure, sure.
Next to someone else whose bed
also
is.
Has my bed.
Yeah, that's really... I'm trying to think of the right word. Brave of you guys to keep...
Driving?
I wasn't going to say that,
but... Are you implying that you think we're too old to drive?
I didn't say that. I didn't...
Do you know how... We took my mother's car away when she was 87.
Okay, great.
How old do you think... Do you remember how old
yes,
your father
yes,
was?
Yes, I remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not the best driver.
Wow. Okay, cool. I thought we were on the
same team. I think she can drive, but I don't think...
I don't like driving at night, okay? Kill me. No one's going to do that.
I think it's a healthy dialogue that we just keep open, you know? I know that a lot of...
I don't drive at night. Your father drives.
I do the driving at night.
Okay. I don't care who drives at night. All I'm saying is that there's a fair amount of news stories about elderly people.
Elderly!
I'm not saying elderly. You guys aren't elderly. I'm just saying you are getting up there to the age of, hey, maybe we talk about...
You're being very rude to your mother. We are not...
I have sparkling grape juice for everyone.
Thank you, Sarah. We are not elderly. Your mother isn't the spring chicken she once was, but she's not elderly.
I thought I was going to have a nice night with my family, and
we're having a nice night.
That was a bonus insult. I'm not a spring chicken.
Do you have any of those water chestnuts that you wrap in bacon?
Let me see what's in the pantry. We
have
more bacon
those.
If somebody didn't cook so dang much for breakfast.
Sounds like a lot of fat and trans fat.
Do you have any actual wine?
Yes.
May I have a glass of that instead?
We were going to open it when everybody got here.
Your mother's beautiful for her age.
Is there a place where I could do that in here?
Like, with the humidifier? Are you sick?
No, I mean, like, if I wanted to, vape.
Like, is that a baking thing?
No, I mean, like, if I wanted to, like, use my vapor, like,
what
I have
What is
a,
that?
Oh, it's my vaporizer.
It looks like a little robot box. The heck
yeah.
is that?
You ever seen, it's,
How does that work?
Oh, it's like an alternative to smoking. You press a button and
That's those little nicotine boxes. No.
Yeah,
we don't allow tobacco use in the house.
Oh, my God, no, it's totally safe. It's just,
What's in there? Is it
It's nicotine, but it's like a liquid. It's like an oil. Uh-huh. And then when you inhale it, when it comes out, it's just mist.
It's just not for us. It's just not for our house.
Why can't... Oh, okay. I can't... It's just because I kind of need to do it.
We have a porch.
It's like 28 degrees outside.
Yeah, holiday weather. Ho, ho, ho. You can kind of go out there and you can really see your breath. I guess with that, you can really see your breath. We don't encourage use of substance in the house.
I mean...
Eggnog's fine.
I have an eggnog flavored oil.
And now that just sounds like... It just sounds like some kind of like... Like, I feel like I'm reading an article and I don't enjoy it.
What?
When you explain it to me, it just makes me feel, like, kind of itchy.
Well, I don't need to explain it to you. Just
go outside.
No, I don't want to go outside. It's freezing outside.
Okay, well, you should have thought of that before you took up tobacco as an addiction.
The cookies you wanted me to bring over to the neighbors for Christmas?
Aren't they terrific?
Yeah.
Did I go to too much trouble?
These are for the Goldsteins, right?
Yeah. Tasty treats for Tobias. Do you see what I'm doing?
What are you doing?
They're all T's. It's alliteration. And all the cookies are little T's. Little lowercase T's. Because he's a baby and his name is Tobias.
Honey, I'm already like a little uncomfortable bringing cookies over to our Jewish friends at Christmas. The fact that they look like crosses is weird to me.
They're T's.
Yeah, I understand they're T's. T's and crosses look the exact same. You know that, right?
I'm not dumb.
I'm not saying you're dumb.
I don't spell your name cross I am.
What?
Your name is spelled T-I-M, not cross I am. I know the difference between a cross and a T, and their baby's name is Tobias, and I think they would enjoy eating the cookies, whether they were shaped like the damn devil's hoof or T's.
It looks like I'm going over there to convert them.
Don't bring your uncomfortable feelings about religion over to the Goldsteins.
It just feels
That's
like...
not what they want on Hanukkah.
It's... don't please... It feels like we don't know them enough yet for there to be like a religious thing.
Yeah, because we never brought them cookies. It's not religious. It's a gift.
I would even be fine with like a star.
A G-I-F-T, not a G-I-F cross.
Honey,
you want me to paint a little bleeding man on there so you can really take your weird point home and show them about Christianity?
Why don't you put some red sprinkles on there and I'll just put it in the yard? Would you prefer that?
Chop chop, 11 o'clock mass.
Ooh.
Who wants to do 11 o'clock mass?
Oh!
Everybody wants to do mass, because that's what you do.
You know, Asher just stepped out to vape. I'll just wait for him here.
We could probably come in a separate car.
It seems like, you know, It's a Wonderful Life is on. We're just having a good time here at home.
So we should transport our good time to the Lord's home.
And is that, that's a Catholic?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass. I mean, Tim makes a good point. It's a Wonderful Life is on, and that movie only plays one time every year, and if we miss it now, we won't see it. Or we could go under the Lord's...
I didn't say that it only plays for one
time. Purview,
and we experience the Catholic Mass, which is the most important part of Christmas. What is the reason for the season?
Why don't we do a Mass here? Yes, we can sing carols.
None of us are ordained priests.
What does that even mean?
Well, why don't we just do... I can lead it. And
are you an ordained
It's not
priest?
Like a make-believe thing.
They don't let women
do it. What?
Let me clear. I don't want to go. Like, we're having a good time here. Dad, please.
You go to Mass.
You go every Sunday.
Let me tell you what we're going to learn at Mass to appreciate the ones around us, right? Okay, we're learning that from the movie. We're learning that from the movie right now. I'm learning
that
more.
That's not all that it's about. We appreciate the ones around us, and we give thanks to the Lord for the life that we have.
And if we just compromise and do it here, then we all get what we want. I'll lead it. We can
all thank you. No, you are not a Catholic priest. You're a woman. They don't let women do it. It's
All right.
Yeah, that's weird. That's also really weird.
I'm against it too, but it's my church, you know?
Honey, calm down. Now, did Billy Wilder die for your sins?
No, Billy Wilder didn't die for my sins.
Okay. Argument over. We're going to Mass.
Clarence died. Clarence had to come back and help out, so he did die
Sarah,
in a way.
I was being incredibly sarcastic when I said that thing about Billy Wilder.
You say everything in the same voice. I don't know how I'm supposed to keep up.
Okay. I feel like I'm going to get really bored with one of these sermons, and I'm just going to fall asleep anyway.
Everyone falls asleep at Mass. You still fucking go.
Dad. Dad, do you guys need anything to drink?
Oh, I'm just gonna pop in the fridge here, grab myself a Coors.
Can I
have a Lagunitas?
It's Lagunitas, I think. I think that's the name of the brand.
Is it not Lagunitas?
No, I don't think it's Lagunitas. That sounds really gross for some reason.
Hey, Marybeth, I'm having a fancy beer today. For Christmas.
Well, how many have you had already?
How many have you had, Dad?
Let's see, we got on the highway around, what time was that?
Did you have drinks before you got on the highway?
He had one at home.
Okay.
It's just a beer. I'm not drinking. Drinking alcohol.
To his credit, there are statistics that say that you actually become a little bit better driver on one drink, and then
I don't think that's true. I would love to see those statistics. Dad, you have high blood pressure. Should you be drinking? You're on medication for it.
It's Christmas.
Well, that doesn't mean that you're immune to anything bad happening. I mean, your blood is going to be thinner.
Whose side are you on? It's Christmas Day.
I do want you to be able to enjoy yourself, and you know I had your backpack there from drink one, but
I'm visiting
this
my family.
Drink, what, 4 or 5?
I have a beer with my son. What kind of beer do you want? You want a Lagunitas IPA?
I don't know what you just said. You know, Dad, it's a little dangerous.
The Lagunitas little...
Let's stop saying Lagunitas. Let's everyone stop saying Lagunitas. It's Lagunitas. Dad, you know what? I would love to do dangerous things on Christmas, too, but that's not like just like a blanket to do whatever we want.
All right,
you know?
Fine. We're going to go snowmobiling.
Dear.
What?
He wants to do something dangerous? Let's get a
snowboard. No, I don't want to do dangerous things. What I'm saying is that you have high blood pressure. I don't want you to get sick. Okay?
Your blood's really thin. Right. The alcohol's going to thin it even more. Right, if you get a cut, it'll never stop.
I'll have this Lagunitas.
God damn it.
And that'll be it. That'll be it.
Could I have a course?
think we got everything. For dinner, does anyone need anything at all?
No, yum.
Or, okay, sitting down then. So happy everyone can make it.
All right, yeah. Pass me one of them rolls.
Would
right,
you want to say something?
Oh yeah, Dad. You want like a toast or anything like that?
Yeah, of course. Well, it's good to have everybody here for Christmas, and of course we're all blessed by the Lord.
Amen.
To have such a fine family, such a beautiful food, and
Oh, he's getting emotional.
Oh, Dad, are you gonna cry? Dad, you okay?
No.
Pop, what's going on?
Dad, breathe.
Should I call somebody?
Oh my God.
Do I need to get some water?
Is this a 911 thing or is it not a 911 thing?
I think it's a 911
thing.
Somebody do a chat thing.
We don't need peppermint oil. No one needs peppermint oil.
We're all trying to think of solutions. Okay, I'm gonna get the phone. I'm gonna get my phone. My cell phone and call.
Wait, how is no one already called? Guys,
Dad, just breathe, okay?
All right. Let me put this peppermint oil under his nose.
I don't think he needs to
elevate his legs. I think that's a fit. Elevate his legs.
Is there an emergency?
Don't tell the old address. Tell them the current address,
just
okay?
Let me just breathe in with me. Breathe in with me. 12154.
Okay. What do you need?
Oh my God. It could be a heart attack. We don't know. Send somebody.
He has food in his mouth. Let me get the food. Don't bite me. Let me get the food out of your mouth. Okay. Don't bite my hand.
They're sending somebody, I guess.
Okay, should we do like a Heimlich?
How would that help right now?
I don't know, man.
Heimlich, he's not choking.
I don't know, okay?
He's not dying.
He's not dying.
This isn't about you. This isn't about you. This is about Dad. Okay, the ambulance took him. It seems like he was still responsive, so...
Okay.
You know, I think he'll probably be okay.
Please give me a hug.
Yeah, of course. Oh my God, you know...
You really handled yourself.
You did too, you really did. Thank you so much for everything you did this Christmas.
Thank you.
You were amazing. Yeah. I know we had, you know, some fights, but it doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
It was still a family, and
yes.
At the end of the day, it's like, that's the thing.
Christmas is about being with the ones we love, and
yeah.
I love you, I love my family.
I love you too, and we'll work on stuff, and it's gonna be good because it's Christmas and we have each other.
Yeah, and you know, Dad's gonna be okay, that's what matters.
He's gonna be okay. Somebody fucking spilled red wine on the couch!
Oh my God, was that Dad when he had the heart attack? Oh God damn it! Well, is he gonna pay? Is he gonna pay for that? Great, okay, my dad had a heart attack, but he spilled red wine on my couch. Okay, cool, so now I have to guilt him about this.
No, don't bring it up. Just get
no, I'm gonna bring it up.
Right,
I'm gonna let him rest for a few days, but then I've gotta bring it up.
Well, eventually, we're all gonna die.
Thank you.